Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, most of us probably wouldn't be able to afford a Jack B. Yeats painting, but if you are a fan of his work, it might be possible to secure something from his studio, such as paintbrushes, sketchbooks and charcoal sticks, and a lot more besides are currently up for auction. The auctioneer, Niall Mullen, is there to tell us all about it. Afternoon, Niall.
Hi, Sean.
So, as I understand, he didn't have any children, so who inherited the contents?
His niece Anne, who was the daughter of William Butler Yeats, she inherited everything to her house in Dalkey. A lot of it was sold in 2017 in the main sale in Sotheby's. That made £2.1 million. At the time, these items were taken from the house in the clearance in the mayhem that was in 2001, and they were sold to an antique dealer in Dublin 8 and then on to the current vendor. And I had a sale in Sligo last year, and I showed you earlier the Christmas cards. Some of those were framed, and one of them made €1,650. And the
My
guy says,
word.
Well, I've got a lot of those.
Yeah.
And I've got a lot of ephemera from Jack and historical bills and invoices, so I'm going to sell it. So he came here to me, knowing that I would delve deep into the archive and work out what it all was. And we've parsed it out into 45 lots, which we're selling this evening.
Right. Now, the interesting thing about his studio, correct me if I'm wrong, is that he never let anyone in, or he certainly never let anyone see him working?
Not even his wife, allegedly.
Right.
No, I don't know about that. I went to see it last week. It's on Fitzwilliam Square. It's that quirky building on the corner of Fitzwilliam and Fitzwilliam Place. No, he seemingly, he was of the west of Ireland, even though he was Dublin born. And all of that kind of, the antique, the horse fairs and the west of Ireland, they were all sketched in sketchbooks and in his mind. So when he went in, he wanted to get the work done over 2 days for those magnificent paintings. And the story goes that if he was disturbed, he sometimes lost the flow and then he just didn't paint it.
Right.
So, and he'd no pupils, he'd no students. So there's very little known about him from that perspective.
Right. Okay. So he would kind of basically bolt himself in there once he had enough sketches done and work away. And and some of the stuff on sale is, they were paints he was using or just about to use.
Very much. I mean, never speak ill of the dead, but by all accounts, he was a frugal man.
Yeah.
So if you go online or if you have time to go to Francis Street, you'll see that it's like toothpaste. It's squeezed to the nth degree. And you can see that all Windsor and Newton paints, and you can see that he left nothing. All the ephemera, all of the bottles of chemicals, all the chalks, pencils, everything are preserved. And when they were lifted out, they obviously weren't used again. So people of much more knowledge than me have been in, and they are hopefully going to buy them, and they're going to actually match the paints that I have
with
some of the masterpieces that they might have.
Yeah. So you could, if you knew your stuff, be able to say, well, that was his last painting and that was a cobalt blue and there's the tube of paint he was using.
There are people out there who have sublime qualifications to work that out, Sean, absolutely.
Yeah. And so how have you divided up the various lots?
Well, we start off with bills that pertained to January to March in 57, when he actually was in the nursing home in Portobello. And one of the intriguing ones was he got four bottles of Powers whiskey from an off-license called Kelly's at 58 O'Connell Street. And it says, van delivered on the 27th of March, 1957. He died 2 days later. So we know he died a happy man.
Yeah.
And the various papers that he bought from the newsagents and tobacconist on Marion Row. So we have all that. So that's one lot.
Mm.
The next lot is his bills pertaining to his care. And then what I did was I said, that's desk ephemera. That's brushes that are of a certain type. There is an easel, you know, so I just parsed it out. So it is fair to those that want to buy it. I haven't mixed it. So you're being forced to buy paperwork you don't want.
Yeah.
And of course, there's always a concern about, this is hearsay in many regards. I haven't spoken to Jack, obviously. I wasn't even born, or most of his relations. But thankfully, there is a documentary that was made in 97. And Anne talks about inheriting all of the stuff and bringing it to Dalkey. And you can see the items, the enamel tea tin that he used, the black paint box we have in the auction. So that was of great relief. And then the other one that's intriguing, the solicitor wrote to Anne in 1957 and said, look at Anne, you are the main beneficiary. His agent, Victor Waddington, is concerned that if you put all this in the market, you may not achieve the probate value of £20,510. Now, I know that's 70 years ago.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
But I'd say she tipped away and sold his art, because he has peaked at prices at 1.4 and 1.5 million. And that's not when the art market was at its height for that type of art pre-Celtic Tiger. There was a painting sold in 2001 called Shouting for 1.4 million. So he is revered because he has that impasto, that expressionist style. he's kind of like the Bull McCabe. He's of the West of Ireland.
Mm.
So you can kind of nearly feel the sand in his hands when he's painting. So he has, because art appreciation and styles have changed. What is relevant now is far different to 20, 30 years ago. But he actually transcends that, which is great.
You know, yeah.
What I mean? Yeah.
And there are a few works in there as well.
We have one work which was a watercolour he painted in his 20s, and it's of a bunch of guys fighting on a beach, and it's obviously Ross's point, and they're holding him back. There's two guys being held back, and everyone's wearing a hat, and the phrase is, "Hold on to my hat." That was sold by Gormley's, who are hosting the sale tonight, 10 years ago for 4,000. It's for sale tonight. It's expected to make around 8,000 euros.
My word.
So for somebody who can't afford the 1.4 million or the 500,000, it is an entry point. And it's also featured in the Hilary Pyle catalogue, which is she was biographer, and she is the last word on Jack B. Yeats.
Yeah.
And then if somebody wants to buy some of the more foolish items, his business cards, his Christmas cards, that kind of stuff, it's a wonderful collection because there's very little known about him. So it's like a deep dive into this genius that nobody... Now, he was sociably very good. He had great friends. They speak about him. But when it came to that studio, leave me alone. I'm in there on my own.
Yeah. Now, and is it tonight? And it's a physical auction, is it? Or can people participate online?
A bit like banking and post office. The days of physical anything are nearly gone, Sean.
Yeah.
So it's timed.
Yeah.
So you got to log into gormleysartauctions.com. You see the items and you bid. And then if you're outbid, you're notified by email. It starts closing at 7:30 and it will go on till about 9:30 tonight.
Oh, right. Okay. And at the lower end, if you like, for someone who might be a fan and... Say, I'll take some of his bills.
There's items there at a couple of hundred euros thus far. But obviously, I mean, in auctions, you're those that are very confident and will place their max bid and say, I don't care what's going to happen, I'm going to enjoy a bottle of Paris tonight.
Yeah.
And there are those that will wait and get involved in the over and back, because if you're outbid, it regenerates and you're given a chance to come back in again.
Right, okay. Yeah. Oh, it's the bill for the four bottles of whiskey,
yes.
Not the actual four bottles of whiskey.
Oh, no, I wish I had those. They'd be worth 20 grand.
That'd be worth... That'd be worth a lot of money there. God, that's absolutely fascinating. How much would a paintbrush from Jack B. Yeats set me back, Jim and Bray wants?
Jim and Bray, well, I'm not being miserable, so I'm not selling them individually. They're bunched into about 15 to 20, and they're currently making around 600 per lot.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
But one would hope, Sean, that they are bought by institutions that have a Yeats connection, whether it's in Sligo or in Dublin too here, because these should be kept. If the Bacon Studio came for sale or Picasso, the state should hold on to these because he was and will remain our most important artist.
Yeah. And some of the brushes would have been used and some of them unused.
Absolutely. All of them, everything is used.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Everything is used. You can see it. Absolutely. There's and washed and reused, and there's pen knives and all sorts. I mean, the pen knives have been used and used and used. So when I say I didn't want to be any way derogatory about him, but he didn't throw anything out.
Yeah. But artist studios tend to be kind of messy anyway.
Yeah,
that's part of their charm.
It is.
The smell of the oil.
It is. It's part of the charm, absolutely. So, no, he would have used all of this stuff. There's a few that are unopened, but you can see, like, in the paint tins where, like, the paint is spattered. And there's one red tin where he's written his initials on the tin lid, on the tin itself, just that there was no confusion.
Yeah.
Whatsoever, because there is a little bit of William Butler Yeats stuff mixed into it.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And there's one note saying, Jack has his own. So there's obviously a little bit of sibling rivalry as well.
Mm. So what's in there that belongs to WB?
There is one of his school books and a couple of sketches that possibly pertain to a play that he was involved called On Balia Strand in 1902, because there's little sketches of Vikings, and that was Cú Chulainn-esque, that one there. So again, we don't have absolute proof, but I mean, there's no doubt that this all came from the Yeats family.
Yeah. Are there easels?
There's an easel that comes out of one box. I couldn't figure out. There was three brass pieces inside. And I was thinking, like, what are these? So eventually I pulled them. They're telescopic and they screw underneath. And then it was actually congealed with paint. But I eventually got this easel out and it slots onto the side of the box. So obviously when he was maybe on the move, he brought this out maybe to do the sketch, not the full work. It probably was just a sketch.
Yeah. And for the full work, did he use an easel or some other arrangement?
There is. Yeah. There is one photograph of him working there. You can just see him there. And that's in that room on the second floor in Fitzwilliam Place.
Yeah, that's absolutely fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for coming into us. That was the auctioneer Niall Mullen there. Niall, thank you very much. Right, so, and you can get bid, you can go on, actually repeat, Niall, the website.
Gormleysartauctions.com.
Okay, there you go. Gormleysartauctions.com. Thanks, Niall.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. conversation that counts.